Ann Arbor, Ypsilanti, and the rest of Washtenaw County are moving forward with plans to become more livable, sustainable, and healthy communities. The Washtenaw Area Transport Station Study recently finished its Complete Streets plan. It's a model that will support the countywide transit plan and a long-range plan that aims to reshape how we live, work, and get from place to place in Washtenaw County. Good morning, I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment. It's a regular part of Morning Edition each Wednesday on 89.1 WEMU. Our guest this morning is Terry Blackmore. Terry is the Executive Director of the Washtenaw Area Transportation Study. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning.
Well, let's start here. Define a complete street for me.
A complete street is a street that accommodates every user who needs or wants to use it. That could be a freight user, could be a farm equipment, can be a biker, a walker, and of course regular vehicles and delivery vehicles.
Are there existing streets? In fact, I know there are existing streets in Washtenaw County right now that meet that criteria. What are some good examples?
Some good examples that have improved their complete streets are Platte Road, over Ellsworth to Packard, Grove Road, Tyler to Lakeview. That was one of the very first ones where they added the bike lanes, and people at first were very hesitant, but now they love those facilities.
And we can only expect more and more of those as we move forward, correct?
I believe that's true, yes.
It says that several local communities in the area are interested in helping design and operate these kinds of rights of ways. So is there cooperation in moving forward with a grander transit plan?
Absolutely. Many of the communities, in fact, most of the communities in the county are working with the AATA. They've put together an informal board that hasn't been incorporated, but with representation from across the county. And that's a huge move forward. We're looking at how can we have people have choices to where they get to and have a better living environment.
What choices should we have as a community that we don't have today?
Well, those really depend on where you are in the community. In the rural area, you need very different choices than you do in the suburban area, which is different from the urban area. In the urban area, you really need to allow people to walk where they need to get to, bike where they need to get to. We need to have places that are set aside for delivery trucks because we need to make sure that freight gets in and is safely delivered so it doesn't impact the other users. We need transit. We definitely need transit to get people to jobs, to get the seniors around, get the youth around. So we need all of those different modes available at different places in the county.
And it just can't be one size fits all.
It's certainly not one size fits all. I think people get a little nervous when they hear about, well, you're going to make me do this. No, we're only going to make suggestions about different modes that work for that particular area.
You're listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and today we're talking with Terry Blackmore. Terry is the Executive Director of the Washtenaw Area Transportation Study. We're discussing the recently finished Complete Streets plan and now how it's going to support the countywide transit plan and the upcoming long-range plan. As you mentioned, Terry, the Ann Arbor Transportation Authority has been conducting its five-year transit plan study and gathering public input. How will Complete Streets work in cooperation with the wider transportation plan that we envision over the next 5 years?
Well, no one, everyone is a walker. That's probably a better way to say it. You either walk to your car or you walk to the bus. The Complete Streets plan makes sure that people have a safe way to get to the bus if they want to use it and have a safe place to wait. It's very important because all of the buses also have bike racks on them. We really need the bike facilities as well, and we need bike parking. Maybe they want to take their bike with them on the bus, but maybe they just want to park it and get on the bus and then come back to their bike later. So it really supports all of the implementation of the transit plan.
So now you have the Complete Streets plan, and that gets underway and starts to expand. The AATA is going to implement its longer-range transportation plan. How do these things work in unison to support what you are developing in the 2040 transportation plan, which takes a much longer look into the future as to how we're going to live more sustainably?
Well, one of the things that the federal government is really interested in is making sure that however we plan into the future, that it's sustainable and it makes it more livable with a higher quality of life. Both of these plans will do that. We really want to develop plans that feed each other, that so there's synergy, that we're really making improvements not just in the plan, but also in the community itself. So both of these documents will feed the long-range plan and help us assess whether or not we're making those improvements.
So how are you going about information gathering for this 2040 plan, where you're going to have to make quite a few assumptions?
Absolutely. We always have to make assumptions when we develop the plan, but this year we really want to look at some different alternatives and run some scenarios. So we're going to be implementing, which we have already done, a community survey. It's going to be open for about a month. We have the survey on our website. It'll be going up on our partner's website, so people can go on and tell us how they would like to see land use developed and what kind of transportation modes they're interested in. So we'll be doing that. We'll also be going out to community events and having people have opportunity to do it there. We kicked that off with the Green Fair last Friday. That was Ann Arbor's Green Fair. We'll also be, when we get the plan together, using a new community tool called My Community Remarks. ATA used this for their transit plan. It was very successful, where people can actually comment on transportation improvements.
Well, what kind of assumptions do you have to make?
Well, we certainly have to make assumptions about how the land use is going to change over time. We're also going to have to make assumptions about how much money is available and what type of improvements will provide the most benefit for the community.
Well, are we going to still have, are we assuming that there's going to be less sprawl than we have today, that we're going to kind of recenter ourselves around urban centers? Are we taking into consideration what role electric cars are going to play in our community, how substantial urban farming is going to become? Are all of these things components of what you have to look at in making sure that you can develop transportation that best utilizes these new and growing services?
Yeah, all of those are probably really important to our plan. We probably look a little less at the urban farming, but what we do if there's not urban farming is we have to look at how do we get people to grocery stores? How do we get them food? How do we connect them with all of their daily needs, such as the doctor, work, medical care, all of those different things that they need? So we look at, make assumptions about where those things are located.
And as we move forward, and you're looking to 2040, by that time, we're probably going to have at least double the number of elderly people in Washtenaw County than we have today. How does the service have to take that into consideration?
Well, what's really important to note is that not only are we going to have double, but most of those elderly are going to be in the out-county area where there's not currently public transit. So we really need to look at how do we have them maintain their quality of life, how do we get them all of the places, how do we not have them socially isolated? One of the worst things you can have for seniors is to have them be cut off from their community.
I know that it's impossible to look into the future and kind of figure out the crystal ball and know exactly what's going to happen, but as you start working through this process, how do you envision Washtenaw County in 2040?
Well, I'd like to envision it with the development continuing. I think there's no doubt we're going to have continued development because Washtenaw County is one of the few communities in the state that's growing. But I would hope that we would have more mixed use. We moved away from mixed use in the 50s when we got this impression that dividing up land uses would be better. But then we realized the transportation problems that caused. So I'm hoping we'll have more mixed use. We'll have more concentrated development that will protect our farmland and our rural areas. Those are very important to the community.
Well, where can we learn more about the complete streets plan and the longer range plan and participate in all of the surveys?
You can certainly get those on our website, miwats.org. It's miwats.org. They'll also be on some of our partners, probably on the Moving You Forward website, different places like that. We'll also be out in the community, so hopefully stop by and see us at a fair.
Terry, thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate it.
No problem.
That is Terry Blackmore, Executive Director of the Washtenaw Area Transportation Study. Again, if you'd like more information, go to miwats.org. That's miwats.org. I'm David Fair, and I thank you for joining us for another installment of Issues of the Environment. It's a regular Wednesday feature during Morning Edition, and it's only on 89.1 WEMU.